listeners can vote on which demo tape sucks the most. And I just flipped over to look at the survey, and Jimmy's in the lead, and we haven't even played the survey.
Jimmy with 42%.
Yeah.
Okay, go to the...
Look, we're not judging on based on now.
Yeah. I know, that's what I'm saying. Jimmy has 42% already, Wally has 28%, and Toucher, you and I have 14%.
No, I'll tell you why.
Mine hasn't been played either.
Because these people have heard this tape before.
Yeah.
That could be it.
This tape has been played on more than an occasion or two.
But we haven't played Touchers yet, so...
Yeah, I'm telling you, it etched in their memory.
I don't think it's up on our site.
Yeah, Leslie's got it up.
I've got it up.
Jimmy, your suckiness has stood the test of time.
It has. This has...
It's haunted people.
It's gotten worse. It's gotten worse.
It won't come up on my computer.
All right, well,
maybe pop-ups or something.
All right, well, this is my air check, and let me explain. Air checks are audition tapes that you send out to radio stations to try to get a job. I'm 22. I have never been inside a professional radio station. I have no idea what's supposed to be on an air check. I just know that it's wacky voice time on the Fred Toucher Show that's going on in my brain. It's the wacky voice guy, and here I am with all kinds of voices. And what's embarrassing is that I sent these tapes out to like every radio station in 50 markets, and I started getting so frustrated that no one was calling me back that I called the station in East Lansing, an alternative station, and the guy goes, "You're never going to work in radio. This is the worst. This is the worst air check tape I've ever heard in my entire life." Because I kept pushing him, you know, like, "Well, you know, what can I?" He goes, "Listen, man, you're never going to get a job in radio. This air check tape is horrible." Yeah,
it might be funny to send these out to stations just to see if we could get hired based on these tapes.
This one's no fun.
All right. Here's Toucher circa 1997.
Seven. 3 o'clock. So you know what that means. Time for weather with me, Sun Yi, on our Mandarin Market. Today at local...
What the hell?
I'm doing a character, Sun Yi, who is the weather guy. Yeah.
He's nice weather. Doing voices as
Sun Yi,
the Chinese weather guy.
I am the Chinese. We'll tell you this: the good on any tape from Hills, Michigan. I got a nice letter from the program director saying he very much enjoyed. No, it wasn't from Starting Four. It was from the guy at Z93, who I was there at the time, saying that he enjoyed this.
Right. Well, the bar is set fairly low there. Here we go.
3 o'clock. So you know what I mean. Time for weather with me, Sun Yi, on our Mandarin Market. Today it looks horrible outside. They're horribly bad. Like 85 degrees outside. Probably sweat box. Probably actually even more. Humidity at like, I don't know, like 99%. I don't know. There's probably like 60% chance rain. It all looks very horrible. You have to be crazy like go outside. You have to be crazy go outside. It's coming to my market. It's cool.
This is good, and I'll tell you why. Because one of the things when you send these audition tapes out, program directors will tell you is that if you're not interesting or captivating in like the first 30 seconds, the rest of it isn't
I'm already liking this.
I've never like been a program director, but if somebody sent me this tape, I would have to listen to
this
more.
This sounds like early William Hung.
I would have to listen to more just to see what the hell's going on here. Yeah, it's just like some
what
kind
it is
of bizarre...
is the ramblings of an idiot.
Real quickly, do your Chinese thing where you go, "Oh, round eye. Hey, round eye." And then,
you know, they're too fine, they cool you off.
Let's hear.
You buy something, you help economy. Listen, also, rain come, you know, let pass. Just CSI, let pass. I chat with you. You can buy something. you talk a little more, then you buy something else. Anyway, okay. So a high of 85 today, probably going to rain, actually. So don't go outside, come to market, okay.
Listen to Fred Toucher Show on WPRK.
People used to say I sounded ignorant the minute I opened my mouth. Now it takes a little...
Give me a second. Okay. No, I didn't. You're on those air still. Look at how
college.
Well, do something entertaining.
Yeah, I know. Come on. We honestly have a lot of people waiting on the lines, and we really don't think we're cool. Because I actually did get to. Do you guys think you're cool? All right, so you got the winning girl there?
How do you know that?
All right, you got to do something special, though.
What do you want?
You got to get freaky right there with her. Right there with her.
You don't know freaky.
Then teach me freaky, boy.
Then what do you want?
Use your imagination. Freak me out. If it's freaky, I don't even want to be thinking about it right now. I want you to get...
Hello, what? My name is Gash. I'm a 6-year-old single divorced man.
I look for a woman with white
hips. This is actually kind of funny. That's actually not bad.
This is funny.
The thing I love about it is you kind of see where people are now and where they came from.
Yes.
You've got a Chinese voice on there, a black guy voice on there, your Chaldean voice on there, and you've taken time and you've perfected them, and now you're really good at them. But this was the impetus for what goes on in your head
daily. You see the seeds.
It's not the normal, boring air check. That, this is good.
Well, this got me nothing.
All right, I want to hear this.
I'll stand by this Greek bit. Because I thought this was funny, and everyone told me how not funny it was, but I will stand by the Greek bit.
All right, let's listen.
Strong boys. Also, I look for a girl with a strong back. She can lift up boxes, take deliveries from trucks. Also, liking lime is a must. Also, you have a sense of humor for my jokes. My name is Gus, call box number 221. Will you be my baby for a lifetime?
I stand by that bit.
You should. I just love seeing the beginning.
91.5. Here's the Pie Tasters with Drinking and Driving. It's off the live album.
This is for Tim Hunt.
Oh, God.
And I'll give you this. You're not, like, putting on, except when you're doing obvious character voices, you're not, like, putting on fake DJ voices.
I know.
You know, when you're talking to the listener, you're at least talking like a person.
And you like
that's the Chinese bit. Starting off the tape with a Chinese bit
is not a good idea.
It's interesting.
Did you hear the professional edits that were done on the tape deck?
Yeah.
That were done on the tape deck?
Like a 2-second gap in between.
Yeah. It's exciting. I think that's it.
That's it.
I liked it. I'm not kidding you.
All right, you can vote for who has the worst one, and there will be a penalty.
Let's go over the penalty real quickly. Because we got Jimmy's coming up, who Jimmy is still in the lead and has not played his air check yet.
I think the listeners think that I'm worse now than these three tapes we just...
The penalty we came up with is the person who loses this will have to do an hour of overnights before they come in to do the morning show. So they'll have to come in like at 3. And you know what? Because Toucher, we were going to have to handicap him by putting him with Twisted Todd because he did a night show. And it would just be like his other show. We could offer that to, like, say, Jimmy or something like that, so it could be like a team show, Jimmy and Twisted Todd.
No, because I've never done, like, a real DJ. Two months is the only time I've ever done, like, DJ
If you lose, do you want to do it yourself, or do you want to do it with Twisted Todd?
If he loses, he has to do the straight DJ show.
All right, straight DJ show by yourself.
I didn't start getting jobs until they put me in with other people.
Yeah. Okay.
And you should have to run the board, too. There should be someone here to, like, teach you what buttons to push, but you have to run the board.
We don't know who's going to lose yet. It might not be Jimmy.
Oh, it will be.
It could be me very well. I'm hated.
I'm sneaking out.
I'm hated. Whenever there's a competition...
Toucher, I've got more than half the voting, and it hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, but I bet you there's like only votes so far. So you can go to 99x.com, keyword Don Miller, and vote on this. All right, now Jimmy, it's messing me up here in my first air check tape being on the radio. It's messing me up because I'm starting to... I don't know.
All right, so this is, I think it's KCME in Simi Valley, California, in 1987. And this got me a job that I... had for 2 weeks before they fired me.
Okay.
And then I didn't work in radio for about a year because I couldn't. Yeah. All right.
Vote. We got the Tuesday night homework alternative underway. This is my show, by the way. I don't know if you've ever been here.
Excuse me.
No, but you're welcome to sit here. You're welcome to sit here with me. We've got so much show. We've got more show than we know what to do with here. We've got jokes. We've got special features. We've got hot rock and roll. Back to the rock and roll.
All right, what are the kids listening to? All right, listen. Okay, I know jokes. JB's got jokes coming. You haven't even... Save yourself. Don't bring yourself out now.
You bad.
Yeah. What are the kids listening to? Okay. All right, that's that. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Pace
yourself.
Isn't
that what they used to say over at WKRP? Johnny Fever. Hot rock and roll. All right.
I'm telling you, pace yourself. Because there's a lot of material here.
CME, kick it in.
All right, listen. Kick it in, baby. Index finger, get ready to answer the phones. Because when JB puts on the seductive voice, the ladies are come a call. KCME. KCME.
Kick it in. It was seductive.
Kick it in.
Have you ever washed a dog? Man, I washed my dog this weekend.
What's your dog's name?
Sherman.
Sherman.
And I'll tell you, this is... washing a dog is... It's about as fun as changing a tire on the freeway. It's right up there with that.
Yeah.
I used to send him out to be dry clean.
To be clean, yeah.
Yeah, but he kept on coming back with buttons off and missing and stuff. Yeah. That was Jimmy Barron doing
the dogs don't have buttons.
Comedy bit. Playing 7 years of quality rock. This is 99.9 FM KCME, CME, San Fernando. Jimmy Barron and the Tuesday Night Homework Alternative. And tell you what, I kind of feel like giving something away. Let's find something around. Oh, I got it. Let's give this. I guess we won't be giving that away.
That broke it. I think I broke it.
Because you broke it.
Because I broke it. He's going to give it away, but I broke it.
Let's see. What's rebellious? What's rebellious? I got a prize. Now, most shocks would be like, I got a great prize. Me, I'm breaking.
KCME, see me. And Bon Jovi letting it rock. Winding down an hour of commercial-free rock and roll. Got another half hour of nonstop. Gonna unpeel it with some brand new stuff from Fleetwood Mac off the compact disc. Don't go away.
And, boy, that's dated. Brand new from Fleetwood Mac. Oh, for the love of God.
Disc. And by the way, you had a say off the compact disc back then because that was very cutting edge.
Yeah, compact
disc. Nobody had compact discs. Don't call them CDs. People may not know what they are.
Of course, to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I don't know. Are you Irish?
I know.
Oh,
and
okay.
If I was, I'd never admit it.
Yeah, well, I'm not. No, I'm not Irish either. Actually, I'm kind of an unusual. It's an unusual mix. My mother was Welsh, and my father was Hungarian, which would make me well hung.
That's actually a good joke. I'm sorry. That's a good joke.
No,
as Welsh, Hungarian. Well hung, huh? That was 87. That was groundbreaking stuff.
This week on Metal Shop, you're going to hear stuff from Alice Cooper, Dokken, Robin Trower, plus a whole lot more. That's Metal Shop on KCME. Simi Valley had a request for some Striper, in fact.
That was Wally calling.
KCME.
I like this song. I hope it plays.
Jimmy Barron with you, and I've got over 45 minutes of commercial-free delirious hot rock and roll.
All right. Hot rock and roll's been established. Let's we're getting you delirious.
Kick it in.
Kick it in.
The phones have been ringing, and I think I know what you're looking for, so I want everybody to strap it on. And of course, by it, I mean your rock and roll protective headgear.
Strap it on, baby.
Rock and roll protective headgear. Oh. Oh. Toucher, you want this one? Oh.
This is some dangerous stuff. Strap it on, kids. Rock and roll. Good old R&R. Rhythm and blues. This stuff's so heavy, you're going to need some kind of device to lift it. Hey now!
Kick in some AC/DC.
Razzmatazz. KZ. It's KZTR Santa.
Let's just do the music.
Oh, there we go.
Jimmy here. Just want to remind you that I am your rock and roll host for the remainder of the flight, so if there's anything I can do for you, feel free to call. Your DJ call button is conveniently located right next to the headphone jack on the left armrest of your seat.
Next time you take a miserable cab ride, think of Baby Goodoos.
This was actually my first morning show that I did with a guy by the name of Jeff McMurray. We called ourselves Mac and Jimmy.
Nah, like mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Something's very funny, but we don't know what it is.
Well, this is just a story about a cab driver with a funny name. This isn't worth. I mean, this is okay. Just me cracking up.
If you check the voting so far, Jimmy is running away with it. He's like up at 62%.
Yeah, I'm gonna check. I'm gonna get an accurate reading.
Leslie's Leslie's at 1% last time we checked. Toucher at 18, and I'm at 16, or vice versa.
Okay,
let's see where we're at.
Let's see if I.
Oh, wow.
Shadooby, shadooby, shadooby.
What was that?
Tried again.
The Rolling Stones. Shattered.
You know? Shadooby, shadooby, shadooby.
And this is like 87, you know? This isn't like the 70s.
Which demo tape sucks the most so far?
Come on. It's hands down.
I'm at 1%. Tutcher and Wally at 16%. And Jimmy Barron, 66%.
I don't know. I still contend that mine's pretty bad. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, I used to listen to you back in California when I was in high school. I was 17 years old going to Monroe High School in San Fernando Valley. I've heard you on the radio before.
What?
Yeah, this guy has heard you on the radio before in San Fernando Valley.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Did you have a rock and roll protective helmet?
I still have one of your... Do you still have one of the official JB? Rock and roll protective helmets? You can sell those on eBay now for thousands. That's back before I got my... That's before I developed my keen sense of...
It was the Tuesday night homework alternative.
I was dying for him to do his own show.
It was giving the kids something else to do other than their homework.
JB don't play the man's game. Yeah. With all your papers and pencils and games.
JB's homework assignment is a steady diet of rock and roll.
iCarb.
Kids tonight, how many times did you say kids tonight's homework assignment is a little AC/DC? Put on that helmet.
Did you get a lot of girls calling you on the request line, Jimmy?
I think there was like a 13-year-old who used to call me. I don't remember.
We got a break, dude.
Oh, God.
All right, real quick. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, you guys laugh at him now, but if you would have had air check tapes like this, maybe you could be making $300,000 a year.
That's absolutely true.
Thank you.
I did have those air check tapes, perhaps my career would have blossomed earlier.
Oh, God. How much does Mark Rainier think he was ripped off now?
Yeah. Shadooby, shadooby, shadooby.
Shadooby, shadooby, shadooby.
And it's not even the fact that you're saying shadooby, it's that you go shadooby.
Because that's how Mick said it.
Oh, God, that's priceless. Oh,
you know what's funny, though, is the biggest jock when I was growing up in Detroit was Arthur P., and he's still there. He's like 100,000 years old with a big gray beard. And his big claim to fame is he went, Beaver! Literally. And he would have bumper stickers that said, Beaver! He still does it. And the guy makes $1 million a year. He does afternoons, and he just sits in the studio and goes, Beaver!
I got news for you. There's a lot of people who are really a lot worse than we are, making a lot more money than we are.
Oh, yeah.
And you can find them down at 96.1.
Right now, okay.
Hey, Bob and Tom, got a Hawaiian shirt on. Kind of telling of my crazy devil-may-care attitude here on the radio.
The voting has changed.
What, 95?
Jimmy running away with it.
Jimmy, 71%.
You know, the thing is when I listen to that, and I guess what's so embarrassing is because, like, to me, like, that's really still me. Seriously, I don't think I'm much better than that guy right there.
Well, we're going to find out. I guess we'll close this after we come back from break and get a final tally. Yeah. But if you are the loser, which it's looking like it's going to be, you'll be doing an hour of overnights before you come in to work, and then we can play that tape and we can compare the two.
Yeah, right. A few more minutes to vote at 99x.com.
Take one of these people that are on hold, Calandro, and hook them up with the Budweiser True Music New Release Tuesday prize pack, which is Morrissey, You Are the Quarry, a newfound glorious catalyst that's compliments of Budweiser, True Music, and 99X. While you're on 99X.com voting on the Don Miller Morning Show page, sign up for the ANA, and you can go to Miss Meat's birthday bash on the 26th at Park Tavern.
The Don Miller Morning Show. Show director, Wally.
I'm not a big fan of Twinkies, but deep fried, they're good.
The Don Miller Morning Show.